This is National Economic Development Week with a spotlight on just what such agencies do in their communities and regions. It's the third annual observance, which was begun by the International Economic Development Council, the largest professional membership organization for economic developers.
It's a program that really started with them to really sort of increase the awareness of those groups and organizations that have a focus on creating jobs and helping to increase wealth in the community.
Scott Luth is Executive Director of Florida West, an alliance of public and private agencies, businesses, organizations, and leaders serving the Panhandle. Economic development is defined as the programs and policies aiding in job creation, retention, and expansion.
So that's the primary focus of economic development. They also are focused on, you know, the development of a stable tax base as well as the enhancement of wealth, and that really meets the formal definition of what economic development is and its primary purpose.
That strategy, says Luth, parallels what's in the Florida West playbook.
Through Florida West and some of our counterparts across the region, you know, whether that's the Santa Rosa County Economic Development or Okaloosa Economic Development, we really all have that same mission. We have a great partnership with Florida's Great Northwest, which is our regional economic development entity, and then of course our state partners, DEO or Enterprise Florida.
Partnering with public and private entities, they do a variety of work connected with economic development throughout Northwest Florida. Topping the list is the support of existing businesses. Another focus is luring companies to set up shop here.
One of the unique things that we're focused on with Florida West is actually running and managing the CoLab, which is our small business incubator, helping companies actually grow. What really ties all that together is a lot of our workforce development initiatives to make sure that we have an available workforce that supports those high growth and high wage target industry sectors.
One feather in the Florida West cap is the new VT Mobile Aerospace Engineering Facility adjacent to Pensacola International Airport, which is set to open in a few weeks. Getting the plant, says Luth, was a long-term process, about 6.5 years.
And that's not uncommon for a project that size, but when you have an international company such as Singapore Technologies selecting Pensacola as their next location, it really provides that additional credibility and support when you're out there actually talking to other companies.
When you boil down the numbers, jobs, impact, and the other tangibles, Luth says economic development is also a quality of life issue.
If we don't continue to bring new jobs to the community or keep the jobs that we currently have, then what we're doing is we're training our citizens to go someplace else. So that's why economic development is so important, and having somebody or some agency that wakes up every day and really focuses on the economy around our business and industry sector.
While Florida West itself has a relatively small staff, Executive Director Scott Luth says working with their strategic partners enables them to excel and expand their various projects.
Economic development is always a team sport. Our city of Pensacola plays a role. Escambia County is a significant partner. One of our most critical partners is our workforce development partners, from UWF to Pensacola State to the Escambia County School District, and then our workforce development agency, which is a Career Source Escarosa.
More information about Economic Development Week is at the IEDC website. More on how economic development affects quality of life in the Panhandle, visit Florida West online. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.